There's a new law in Austin, Texas, that requires all new residential buildings to have smart thermostats, as in Nest or Ecobee. The power company there, Austin Energy, is also offering rebates to people with smart thermostats who enroll in a program that allows Austin Energy to remotely access the thermostats to adjust the temperature when energy demand is highest. Joining us now is Deborah Kimberly, the Vice President of Customer Energy Solutions at Austin Energy. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us how these smart thermostats work or how they're different from good old traditional thermostats that a lot of people still have.
Well, some people have thermostats that don't communicate at all. Some people have programmable thermostats, which was required under our previous energy code that's part of our building codes. And as many of your listeners know, two-way communicating thermostats made their debut a few years back, and they allow a customer, a resident, to communicate remotely from their smartphone with their thermostat, so you can adjust the settings up and down. Austin Energy was one of the first utilities in the country to launch our Bring Your Own Thermostat program back in 2013 that provided customers with a rebate for allowing us to adjust the degree settings on their thermostats during our hottest summer months, and they run from June to September.
But even if you don't adjust the thermostat for the customers, are these smart thermostats that much more efficient than, I guess you would say, a dumb thermostat?
Oh, much more efficient. We were one of the first to have a thermostat communicating one-way, and at its peak, we had 90,000 one-way communicating thermostats. But the problem with that, Jeremy, was they required cycling an air conditioning unit on and off. And these thermostats require only a small adjustment in temperature settings, and it allows the customer to save energy. It allows the utility to avoid having to purchase energy, especially during periods when prices can spike really, really high. So I don't know about you, Jeremy, but we have thermostat wars in the Kimberly household. My husband used to adjust the thermostat down to a chilly 68 degrees when he was getting ready for work in the morning. And I'd come home at night and there were practically icicles inside the home in the middle of the summer. And then, bam, you get your utility bill and you see that you're going to be paying for electricity that you really didn't even use. So this way, I have the ability to remotely, when I'm at work, adjust that thermostat setting right back up. We save money. And frankly, all of our customers save as a result of that.
And you talk about the air conditioning cycling on and off. Is that a big energy user just to turn it on and turn it back off again?
It is. And frankly, air conditioning and lighting are the two biggest users of energy. So it's been a very effective program. And I know this is probably a little technical, but in the peak months of our summer, the market is capped at a price of $9,000 a megawatt hour. So imagine driving up to a gas station and finding out that the price of gas is not $2 a gallon, but it's going to be, say, $2,000 a gallon. So it's good for us. It's good for the environment. It saves our customers money.
So how does Austin go from where most places in this country are, which is if you want to go out and buy a smart thermostat, go for it, or you can keep your old thermostat, to every new residential building must have this smart thermostat?
So it wasn't much of a step, to be honest with you, Jeremy, because already we had a building code that was 3 years old that required that any new residential building have a programmable thermostat. And we had very little, in fact, to no pushback from the builder community. Why? Because the builders were already building new homes that had what consumers want.
Do you think that other cities are also going to want to do the power saving program where the power company can actually adjust people's thermostats to save energy during peak times? Or is that a kind of keep Austin weird thing?
Oh, you know about Austin keeping us weird. No, other cities are doing that same sort of thing. A number of cities already had programs similar to our initial program where they can cycle air conditioning systems on and off. And this is a much easier thing to do through cloud-enabled services. So other cities did follow our lead, and it has a far greater impact on customer satisfaction.
That's Deborah Kimberly, the Vice President of Customer Energy Solutions at Austin Energy. It's a city that is requiring new residential buildings to use smart thermostats and also offering people the option of letting the power company turn the thermostat up or down during peak times. Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you.